Welcome, everyone, to my podcast. This is Duke Clark, and I am doing these podcasts on Stories for Joshua. I've written them in my blog that I sent out on a regular basis, but now I'm putting them over here so that I can have an audio version of them. And today on my journey is day number 7. The title is A Name to Live Up To. When I was born, my parents named me Duke Arthur Clark. I didn't really like that name as a boy, especially the Arthur part, but I did appreciate it that it was my granddaddy's middle name. Daddy's father, my paternal granddaddy, was named David Arthur Clark. A lot of people called him D.A. for short, especially grandmama. In fact, he used to sign things Reverend D.A. Clark. After I was ordained, I wrote him one time and told him that I now signed every wedding license that I did as Reverend D.A. Clark for Duke Arthur Clark. He liked that a lot. I never met anyone named Duke as a real first name until I was about 25 years old. There were several kids named Mark, John, Mike, and many other standard names. We didn't have any fancy names back then. But no one had my name, and that was special to me. As an adult, I started to look at my name. Duke comes from the Latin D-U-X, meaning leader. As I look back on my life, it was interesting to see that just about everything I was involved with, at some point, I became a leader or influencer in that group. In the early 80s, when I was ordained a clergyman overseeing a major part of the ministry in the United States, I got tired of everyone standing up every time I entered a room. They were just showing respect, but I needed to have a change in my life. I went down to the local martial arts studio and signed up for lessons. No one knew me there, and I was at the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak. But 3 years later, I earned my black belt, and after that, every time I entered the studio, students would stop, bow, do a formal salute, and call me Shifu, which is Chinese for teacher. So there I was, back in the lead again. Arthur is believed to be derived from the word artos, meaning bear. I kind of like that. That's kind of fearsome, I think. As experts differ on its actual origin, the name can also mean Thor the Eagle and Strongman. I like both of those, so I got no problem with any of them. Arthur became a popular choice during the Middle Ages as families named their boys after King Arthur of 6th century England. Both Duke and Arthur were noble names, so I was happy with that view. The name Clark is one of the common surnames throughout England, Ireland, and Scotland. It has the same remote origin in all cases to the Latin clericus, originally meaning clergyman, and later clerk or scholar. I found this out through a friend of mine in Scotland and thought that that was pretty cool. So I was Duke Arthur Clark, the leader, bear slash strongman clergyman. Now I had a name I could live up to. My wife and I were very particular about naming our children. Grantland McIntyre Clark was our first son. Grantland means to believe a promise. McIntyre was my mama's middle name, and it means son of a craftsman. The family crest for McIntyre, translated, means through difficulty to victory, which my son Grant has tattooed on his back shoulder. Kristen Catherine Clark was our daughter's name. Kristen means Christ in, and Catherine means pure. Our third child's name was Christopher David Clark. Christopher meaning Christ-bearer. David means beloved. They have all lived up to their names, and I am very proud of each one of them. As I said, I would commit to writing 7 days when I first started this thing, and I have. I finished my 7 days, and it's been a lot of fun. And I'm going to commit to another week, and then probably another week after that. So I hope you're enjoying this journey and perhaps reflecting on your own life. So I will talk to you next time, and thanks for listening.